I'm still here. I don't know why. I mean, unless God Almighty's leaving yet and giving me a chance to do better.
And was he a pretty good doctor?
He's the head of that hospital up yonder tonight.
He's a surgeon up there.
He's a surgeon.
Well, he's on a surgeon already.
Well, that's about 36 years ago. 2 years ago, I went to see the doctor. I've never had a doctor to see me come to see me in 36 years. He come to see my wife one day, and he says, while I'm here, I'll see what I can do for you, too, and won't cost you nothing extra, no how.
It wasn't Dr.
Another doctor. And took my blood pressure. I had done went to see a doctor and went to his office, you know, but he didn't have one come to see me. And he discovered I had high blood pressure. And he put me on high blood pressure tablets, and I've been taking them ever since, and I'll take them as long as I live, every day it comes.
How long is that? How long ago was that?
12, 15 years ago, I guess. Maybe not that long either. 10 years at least.
You've been taking them for 10 years?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so that doctor that come to see her, my daughter, come down here with him, show him a way down here. She's working in the hospital. And she come with him, and she's the one took my blood, with my high blood pressure test. And he told my daughter, says, I don't see how your dad is living. Says, I don't see how he's living. But I'm still here. I don't know why.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Your blood pressure was so high, I didn't see why you hadn't had a stroke.
I know it. I know that. That's what he told my daughter. He said, you don't see how I had that a stroke. But there's something else I'm going to tell you, too. I've been taking vitamins for 20 years every day that comes. I don't miss my vitamins.
What kind of vitamins? All kinds, or?
No, I couldn't take all kinds.
I mean, what, are they vitamin pills with all different kinds in them, or one special?
Oh, I take one a day, Brad. That's what I take.
One a day.
One a day, yeah. I got her to take them, too. A man come see the one day, says, I got 2 bales of cotton I want you to hold for me tomorrow. I said, okay. He said, you come over and eat breakfast with me in the morning, and I'll give you beefsteak for your breakfast. Well, I got up early and lit out. Got over there. While me and him went to the cotton pen and loaded up 2 bales of cotton, his wife cooked breakfast. We come back and we eat breakfast. And she says, I don't see how in the world you keep a going. I was hauling cotton to the gin every day. I didn't haul at night, but a lot of time I'd go to the gin and have to come back home in the night. But I didn't haul cotton in the night. And I told her I was taking vitamins. When I went to taking them vitamins, I could see the difference. That like that. I had more strength. I can't tell no difference now because I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. But let me miss them one or two times and I can tell the difference then. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lose my off my life.
It's a good investment then.
It cost me $8 a hundred. Mm-hmm. No, that's my high blood pressure. It cost me $8 a hundred. I buy them by the hundred. I don't buy them by no dozen. I buy them by the hundred. I buy my vitamins by the 200-300 at a time.
What did you used to do for